end of the podcast, I hit the post. If that's what it's called.
I don't know.
Post the break. I know there's a word for it. There is a word.
Fortunately, since we multi-track record, I can actually slide it. I can slide the theme song. It. You didn't. But you were close, but I can fix it in the mix.
Oh, well, in my ears, I hit it, but there's...
Ah, because of delay there.
There's a little bit of delay, so... Yeah, you can slide it. In my ears, I hit it, but... That's why we can't sing together. We've always wanted to
do
a podcast, and we can't do it.
Wanted to do Mix Minus the musical. Actually, we were going to do Doobies and Tenth the musical. And...
We'd have to do like all those bands are doing for those
tonight. Yeah, we would have to record
things where you have to pre-record and then splice it together. And
we would. It would be something that we would have to do. Adam, I need to refill my drink, and then I have a very important question.
Oh, you remembered. It's on the Trello. Is that why you remembered?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good thing I put it there because I completely forgot.
All right, I'll be right back. So do you need anything? Do you need to go to the bathroom, or did you need a drink or anything?
You going to get me a drink?
No, I'm just saying I can, if you needed to leave, because I've already left before.
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
And then I'll go after.
I'm going to mute my mic this time so you can't hear me screaming at Zach.
You're going to murder him this time. Now he's talking and he's muted and I can't hear him, so I don't know what he said. He could be murdering Zach right now, and we would never know. I mean, until we read the news tomorrow and they say Zach Billingsley, I don't know what Zach's last name is, but Zach Billingsley died of unknown causes last night, and suspicious watermelon-flavored beverage was located nearby. I don't really know. I don't remember what the name of the beverage was, but it's some strawberry watermelon something. You're in LA dealing with your mother's estate, Kathy Marshall. Oh, so Cyclone is, in case this gets put up on the level 13 feed, I'm not sure if Daniel cuts these pieces out where I'm just talking to myself. But Cyclone is asking about vacation plans. It's really hard to plan. I mean, we normally really agonize over vacation plans. It normally takes us a long time to figure out what we're going to do. Because he doesn't want to do Europe yet because he wants to have his U.S. passport before we do anything like Europe or anything like that. Obviously, we can't do Europe. I'm not saying we were thinking about doing Europe, but obviously we can't do Europe during COVID. But I'm saying even in normal years when COVID didn't exist, we have trouble finding the perfect vacation because we visited most of the really nice places in the United States or a lot of them. And so it usually is a struggle for us to figure out what we want to do. But this time it's even harder because we really can't do anything. I'm not going to be like Daniel and go to theme parks or anything like that. We just kind of wanted to get out of the house, you know. But the thing is, and that's why I was thinking RV, because we could not see anyone. And we could just stay in an RV and go to campgrounds and we could hike or whatever, you know, hopefully pick campgrounds that aren't very full and stuff like that. But we kind of decided against the RV because they didn't have a small enough one nearby. I think I could do a small RV, like a tiny one, you know, which is like almost the size of a van. They make them about the size of a van. But I couldn't find any that small for rent around here. Yeah, a teeny tiny RV, like the size of a passenger van that just has a bed and a little microwave or something in the back. Something like that. But I couldn't find anything like that. And so we're still kind of tossing around ideas. We may still, I don't know. We may still go somewhere, but it'll be, we'll find a cabin on a lake or something. And we may do nothing.
Oh, that's right. I didn't ask you about it, didn't you?
We're waiting. Show. We're waiting. I looked, I did a little bit of Googling, but I don't know. We're going to do something, even if it's just go to Branson for a night and rent an Airbnb or something.
But don't go to Epcot.
Well, no, we're not going to Epcot.
You could.
We're not going to Epcot, but
okay.
So I don't know. We're still talking about it, but we haven't really settled on anything that really we thought would be both fun and safe and et cetera. So, and camping as well. We've all learned that I don't do well sleeping in a tent because of raccoons and such.
Yes.
But also it's cold in November, and so we couldn't go camping in a tent. So we're pretty much, if we want to do something, gonna have to rent a cabin or an Airbnb or something like that. So I don't know. We'll see. He did float the idea that we could just stay home and go Christmas tree shopping.
There you go.
But because we do need a Christmas tree. But I'm taking the whole week off of work, no matter what.
This
so
coming
if
week.
We don't go anywhere. No, Thanksgiving week.
Oh. Oh yeah, we should get that straight then. So today's the 13th, next Friday's the 20th. Are you here the 20th?
I'm here next Friday, yes.
But then if you're on a trip, you're not going to be here on the 27th.
We should plan on me not being here the 27th, and if I am, it'll just be a surprise. So be like, surprise, we're doing a show, Adam's here. But we should just plan as if, because I don't know yet.
I mean, we could take the 27th off, it's fine.
Yeah, we should take the 27th off, is what I'm saying.
All right, we'll take the 27th off.
You can go to Epcot.
Well, I'm going to Epcot on the 16th. I'm going to Epcot 2 days from now. But we can, we should just publish that on next week's show. So throw that on the Trello on next week's show of, like, you know, one of those important, we're off next week. Make it red.
Mark may want to delight me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Where do you see that?
Cyclone says, just wait and take a great vacation later. Mark is being pretty smart on this, and he might want to delight you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he wants to delight you, Adam.
I don't get it. He's being smart on what? I don't get it.
If you guys don't spend a bunch of money on your vacation, then you got more money to spend on your Christmas decorations.
Oh, because he said we could go shopping for Christmas trees. I understand. I forgot I had
so
just said.
So instead of taking a $3,000 vacation, maybe you're going to go buy a $2,000 Christmas tree.
I think that would be overkill. I think $2,000 for a Christmas tree would be overkill.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $2,000 for a Christmas tree. I mean, at that point in time, I would have to think to myself, all right, a live 14-foot tree is about $100. So if I were going to buy a $2,000 14-foot fake tree, I would need to keep it for 20 years.
And you could.
But I'm saying, otherwise I could just buy live Christmas trees for 20 years at $100 a pop and it would be the same price.
The current Christmas tree that we are using, I have owned that Christmas tree since Maddie and I were in the house that we owned together. So I've had that Christmas tree for probably 15 years now. And we probably paid $150 or $200 for it.
All right.
So if you do the math on that, that's like, what, $10 a year?
Now, do you need to go to the bathroom or anything? Because
I need to go to the bathroom.
All right, so you should go to the bathroom while okay. So now it's my turn. It's my turn to distract and detract while he goes to the bathroom. Oh, look, it's the Home Depot website. Let's look at artificial trees. What do we want here? Is there a filter? Can I just look for artificial trees. Can I not sort by size? 7.5, 7.5, 4.5, 9 foot, 9 foot, 9 foot, 6.5, 7, 6.5, 7, 9. I don't know if they're going to have a 14 foot. They don't. Home Depot does not have a 14 foot tree. That is not something that they have. Let's go to our good buddies over at Amazon. 14 foot, no, 12 foot tree. There we go. So on the Amazon, we have a 12-foot pre-lit instant setup, no fluff, hinged artificial spruce for $500. This is fascinating. This is fascinating. Yeah, no fluff. No fluff on that, baby. The National Tree Company Feel Real pre-lit artificial Christmas tree includes pre-strung white lights in stand for only $396, normally $579. It's actually on sale. Let's see. I could go with the, oh, that's only 9 foot. But it doesn't say what size this one is. 9 foot. Nine. Yeah, the no fluff is the 12 foot. National Tree Company pre-lit artificial Christmas tree includes pre-strung white lights. Is $600. Let's see what it looks like. That's a pretty damn big tree. It is 80 inches at the base. What is 80 inches at the base? Is that 72 inches is 6 feet, right? So that's 6.5 feet at the base.
What?
80 inches. Is that 6.5 feet?
I don't know. Roughly. Or, 6 feet would,
yeah,
be...
6.6. Yeah, so six feet.
Yeah.
6.5 feet.
See what I bought at IKEA?
Oh, you bought a timer. A sand hourglass timer. Is this... This is how long you're willing to spend on the pre-show. So we have to move then, because that thing's going. All right, Adam, I'm going to play for you the intro to your podcast.
Oh, God. Today is Friday, November 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam.
Nope.
I'm sure it's not from today. Today is Thursday, November 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam.
Okay, right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a suggestion.
Okay.
This is a friendly suggestion. You know I love you. You know I love you.
I know you do.
I think it would sound better if you didn't say the "and." I think it would sound better is today is whatever the date is, 2020. My name is Adam. And this is blah, blah, blah. Because what happens is you say "and" twice in a row there. See, listen.
Today is Thursday, November 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And you listen. And today is no different.
And today is no listen.
I can take constructive criticism.
I think it would sound better without the "and."
I feel like there is... a good number of words between those two.
There are.
I can try it,
yeah,
though.
I just think it's because today is this date, and then leave a little pause.
Let's just see. Well, you know what? I'll try it right now.
All
right.
Look at this. This is a level 13 exclusive.
Sometimes I forget my opening. I've been doing that opening for so long, and I forgot my phone number the other day.
You know, when you get older, you often forget about your opening. Yes, that is something that happens with age.
I had to pull up the website. I had to pull up my website. I'm like, what's the damn phone number? So let's see. Sorry, my soundboard decided. Maybe it is a problem with the storage. I didn't think about that, but maybe it is a problem with the storage. You could be absolutely right.
I could be.
You could be. Okay, here we
hold
go.
On. Hold on, Adam. Wait, before you start.
Yeah?
Oh, dear God. Get to it, people. Get to it. Here we go. And now, a level 13 exclusive.
Oh.
What it would sound like if Adam left out the end in his geeky gay opening.
I don't usually do it with an audience. I'm not okay. sure if I can okay. perform with an audience. Let's see. All right. Today is Saturday, November 14th, 2020. My name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different.
Yes. There you go. Yes. That's well, there you go, Adam. I think.
I don't know. I wasn't listening to it. Do we want to try it the other way and see what?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Kathy Marshall said, what's a few run-on sentences between friends? It's, this is a bunch of, like, high school boys playing that fanfare, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, I can tell.
I might have just missed a note. With their... Oh, like, at least two of them are out of tune.
I can tell. Although, it always sounds better when you're in a room with a lot of reverb.
Yes.
Because
yes, but you can definitely
make anything sound better.
You can definitely hear like two. One of them missed a note right about here. Let's see. Right there, right there. Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
Let's go right there. And
well, the trombone is out of tune.
It's not a trombone. It's a baritone trumpet.
Or baritone. Yeah. It's a baritone? Okay. Well, whatever one's playing, that note right there,
yes,
that's out of tune.
Correct. I agree.
So.
Thank you.
Well, actually, at least two of them were out of tune, but that one really stuck out.
So, Adam, while you were gone to the restroom, I was looking on the Home Depot website, and they do not have any Christmas trees taller than 9 feet. So I had to head over to the Amazon to find my tree.
I feel like Walmart. I haven't looked at Home Depot, but I know they have trees.
Oh, like there. Walmart. Okay, let's see.
Walmart had, I feel like Walmart had at least a 10-foot tree.
Tree.
When I went to Walmart Christmas the other day, but I could be wrong.
Let's see. 12-foot Christmas tree, 7.5. They don't list them by size. 6.5, 9 foot, 7.5. Yeah, I'm not seeing a 12 foot.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. We
haven't 8 foot.
We haven't started doing our shopping. I assumed, and I thought I saw a 10 foot one at Walmart the other day when I was there. But
you might have. Maybe it's just not on their website.
I could be wrong, but anyway. So you looked on Amazon and.
Yeah, it was like $579.
Okay.
For a pre-lit 12-foot.
Well, maybe the 8 and 9 foot ones are around $300, and if you get taller than that, maybe because there's less demand.
That's what the 80 inches was about.
Maybe they go up.
So, and I'll see. Now, this is more my style, though. So the 579 one, which is normally $1,359.
We'll see. Good deal.
Is a 12-foot with white lights. The one with the multifunction color lights is $745.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, it's a little bit more expensive than I thought, but...
However, the 10-foot option of it is $1,347.
Well, I wanted to get a 12-foot tree, but I don't know if I want to spend that much money.
$745?
I might spend $700.
It is 12 feet tall. It is 80 inches at the base. So that's 6.5 feet at the base.
I mean, the thing about it is, that's a big tree. That is a big tree. The thing about it is, they do last a really long time. So if you're, let's say it lasts 10 years, but yeah. Like I said, the current one I've had for 15 years.
Oh, let's say it only lasted for 4 years. That's still less than a couple hundred dollars a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you were going to buy a big real tree, they're not cheap either.
Don't they get dusty? Yeah. If you leave them up all year long, they get dusty, Kathy Marshall, but when you disassemble them and put them back in the boxes, when you're pretty much dusting them at the same time. So, no, they're only up for a month.
Yeah, you put them up, then you take them down. It's much easier than getting a real tree because...
Put them in a box. Yes, they collapse. Yes. And then you put them in a box so you can store them somewhere. You don't just leave the tree up all year long.
When Cyclone has an opinion about something, he really has an opinion about something.
He's very, very... That's why he's our executive producer. He makes executive decisions, Adam. That's why he is our executive
fake
producer.
Fake trees are trash.
Trash. Just like Forky. Just like Forky. I'm trash.
I like a fake tree. Well, first of all, I am a Christian. And I do celebrate Christmas.
Oh, let's not go there. Let's not go there because Christmas has nothing to do with Christ.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Yep. You celebrate the religious aspects of the Christian holiday.
Yeah, actually, a tree has nothing to do with the Christian part of it because that's actually a pagan thing.
Yep. If you had a manger, we might be able to talk.
Druids used to, my stepdad told me that like Druids used to put trees on top of the buildings they would build, and I think that was totally a lie. But anyway, regardless, I celebrate Christmas. Yes. I love trees.
I celebrate Christmas.
And so let's leave out the Christian part. But I love trees, and I think they're fantastic. So
I would love to have a live tree. I would love to have a live tree, but I live in Florida, and these fir trees come from the north, and they don't thrive here in the south. So they're going to die, but they die faster than they would die somewhere else because of the heat.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Kathy Marshall, but I love a Christmas tree specifically, a decorated evergreen in that conical shape with lights and ribbons and ornaments
for Christmas
and all of that kind of stuff, like all of that. I like real trees outside, like real
just
oak trees
a Christmas
and stuff
tree.
Like that as well. But
hey, do you know about Pluto TV?
Yes. I know what it is.
I have a mango tree. You're correct. Someone in the chat room asked me, said that I have a mango. I'm not going to decorate my mango tree for Christmas. So, this is Florida. We don't go outside. It's too hot.
And I wish I had snow. My cousin, so funny. My cousin, they paid. Now, I don't know if this was, and I'm not begrudging them or saying they're stupid or anything. I just want to say I'm just saying the extent they went to make their child happy for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So they live in Atlanta, and it doesn't snow there very often. And they wanted their child to have the perfect Christmas. So when the child got up in the morning on Christmas Day, they had rented a snow machine.
Oh, my God.
And they put it in their backyard, and they had the snow machine on snowing so that he would see snow coming down through the window.
You know, and I would, the and kids they had probably like, what's that really fucking loud noise? And it's just like, it's that two-stroke engine on that snow machine out there.
Now, what I don't know is if it was a real snow machine or if it was like the foam or whatever. I think it was real.
Where are they from?
I say real
where,
snow.
What, where are they?
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta? No, it's not cold enough. So some places, if the air temperature is cold enough, you can mist water into the air and that will create natural snow because you're basically doing the aerosol part of the job that the clouds would normally do. But other ones are basically just like chopping up ice and spraying it up in the air, pretty much.
Well, right. I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure if it was ice or foam.
Oh, Cyclone also believes that a snow machine is... I'm starting to think that our executive producer might be the Grinch. It's just he just does not like trees. Christmas trees or snow.
Trees are trash and snow machines are shit.
So the link that I put there in the in the chat room is a link to, so Pluto just announced that they have 4 or 5 new Christmas channels.
Oh.
So the link that I put there is for the Christmas, the Vivo holiday channel. So if you wanted to just have music, Christmas music videos on in the background somewhere, you just click that link right there, and it's just, you know, 24 hours of Christmas videos.
Mark loves Christmas.
You should throw Pluto on the TV.
Apparently Christmas is a very big deal in the Philippines. They decorate for Christmas at the beginning of September and keep their decorations up for 3 months.
Well, we can't do that because of Halloween. We have to decorate for Halloween, and then we can decorate.
It's so funny. Right now, they've got All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. There you go. Right now.
So there you go. Congratulations. I mean, you're welcome. If you look down at the bottom of the grid, you'll see there's other Christmas channels there. Some, one of them is just a fireplace with some, and there's one that's just Christmas lights. Like they just have video, like 4K video of people's Christmas lights. Nice. While they play Christmas music. But those tend to be more
maybe
like,
instead of paying people to come install apparently, let me just quote this. Apparently I'm paying people to I'm hiring others to fall from ladders to adorn my homestead.
Yes.
Instead of doing that, I could just put a TV out front and play this channel.
Yes, absolutely. You should just, or Adam, for less than $900, you could buy one of those 4K projectors that you could just put out that project on your house Christmas lights from the Pluto TV channel.
And I've got extra speakers for Pride 48. Oh, I could just put those. Even leave them in the garage and just...
Adam, I'm starting to think that maybe instead of me putting up Christmas lights, I should just projector map my house. And then I can make it look like I have any color lights on any part of the house.
Well people do that. Don't you watch Christmas, the Great Christmas Light Fight?
What Christmas light channel fight? Is that on?
Remember,
I don't have cable.
It's one of the big three.
What do you mean?
I don't remember which one. It's ABC, CBS, or NBC.
Oh, well, if it's on, then I should be able to find it on the Hulus.
I don't know if they're going to have it this year because of COVID. They may not. Uh-huh. But I haven't heard anything about it. But they have this show called The Christmas Light Fight, and they go to all of these different houses that really go overboard decorating for Christmas, and they pick a winner every episode.
I wonder how much work it would be to projector map your house.
I think it'd be expensive because you'd need multiple projectors.
I don't have that big of a front of my house.
I mean, a really popular thing to do instead of putting up lights right now is to buy one of those that projects just the LED dots all over your house. Have you seen those? That are just like red and green?
Yep, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Let's see what these people say. Ow! Jesus Christ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dan Phillips, and we are about to start mapping out the house. This is actually one of my favorite parts to do.
Yeah?
It is so exciting. You finally got everything
so
up in
exciting.
The house.
It's so exciting.
It's kind of cool just going around and doing the outlines.
Yep.
So let's get ourselves started.
Okay.
You are going to need your projector set up in your housing, and this is exactly where it should be for your show.
Got
it. So make sure you have everything locked down nice and solid so that way you know when you come back to set it up, you will be perfect.
Okay.
You might need a little bit of tweaks, but for the most part, once you come back, it should be plug and play and you should be ready.
Okay.
So you need your projector. You also need a computer.
A computer. I'm going to need a computer and a projector.
You're going to need an HDMI cable.
Oh, and a HMD cable.
That computer. Your program will be Keynote, PowerPoint, or any other thing that you can draw lines with. I'm going to be choosing to use Keynote. That's what I've
Can
had
I
the
use
most
Blender?
And then that's pretty much it.
Let's That's it, Adam. Started. That's it. Here, let's get started. All right, I'm going to describe it.
Hey, is he
All
projecting right, onto his entire home? How small is his house?
So I open up Keynote.
What do you mean, how small is his house? He's projecting onto the front of his house. He just has the front of his house.
And then I opened up, and it went to the overviews, display, storage, support, okay, service.
We know what how to use a fucking projector, dude. All right, so what does he do?
Now, if you look up the house, right, you're going to see that.
So now he's projecting his keynote onto the house. So now he's going to use all the projector.
A lot of people make a mistake.
Things to normalize the image or something.
Full screen. Once you go into full screen,
yeah,
you want to get rid of your sidebar. And eventually you're going to get rid of this as well. But the first thing I want to do,
yeah,
is go over to format and click off title and body, or you could just select and delete them. So I re-clicked on format and then it all disappeared. Taking a look at the slide, I zoomed out a little bit. You want to have this bottom edge down on the bottom edge of your screen. Or what? Garage is really like that bottom line of your house. That's where you want it to match.
Oh, he's projecting it onto the garage.
No, onto the hole here.
Being all the way out at the far extreme of your screen. Not past, just exactly
fitting
your
screen. See, he's projecting here to here.
The top end, it doesn't matter.
But when he goes full screen, it goes down to the bottom.
So I'm going to play with the zoom.
See? So it's just the from that edge of the house to that edge of the house.
Now I'm going to lift it up a little bit so you can see that it's at the bottom. I see that there's still a gap here. So I'm going
to that must be a pretty powerful projector, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
now I'm going to slide up to make sure the bottom's there.
I mean, it's also dark.
I'm going to slide left and right.
Well, I know, but I'm saying
exact, and I can tell.
And how far away from your house would you need to be to get it that big?
That depends on you'd have to do math.
Go left to right. There isn't a scroll bar, so
I thought you would need multiple projectors to get the entire house.
Now, as I go,
if you wanted them closer, you would.
The scroll bar came up. You don't want that. Okay.
No, you don't want that.
Turned out my zoom was 100%.
Oh my God! We get to the point where how do you draw?
Smooth drag.
Look, he's making lines where the garage doors are.
This look like this bottom corner went off a little bit. That way you don't have to play with all the lengths as much.
He's drawing boxes around everything on his house.
You're projecting on so as
I see. Is that so he can go in?
Yeah, then he'll take that image. Yeah, he'll take that image and put it into Premiere or whatever, and that'll be your template as to where you put the video
that
they fit on that image. So if you save that at a known image size, then you can. So he blocked out his windows and he did his thing. But what is he going to do with his house? What's he going to do?
Pretty much have the entire house mapped out. A little fine tuning.
You're not showing me the show. Show me the show.
And ping file.
Oh my God. This has got to be like so exciting for people.
This is step three. How many videos does he have?
I have no idea. I don't even care anymore. He's now lost my attention. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for those of you listening. That was me going off on a tangent, trying to figure out what I would need to do to, because.
Well, the other thing is, well, you live in Florida. It rains every day in Florida. So you'd have to cover the projector somehow.
Well, you have put it in a housing.
So that it doesn't get wet, and it's just,
yeah,
yeah,
okay, that's doable.
So, oh, you know what? I can show you guys what we're getting.
Oh, what your house would look like?
Yeah.
I'll make sure you post it in the level 13 Discord because no one's going to hear this other than people in level 13.
Well, we have live listeners right now. But I can put it in level 13 as well.
It's fine. You can put it wherever.
Let me pull it up here and find the one that is. Nope, not that one. All right. So this is what. Let me download this one here. Okay. So.
I have a big oak tree out in my front yard. I could hang the projector upside down from the oak tree and just.
So this is the one that, except we won't have the window. So the lights around the window we will not have. But we'll have the entire roof line, all the ridges, and a wreath. The wreath will be bigger than that. He said the wreath looks smaller on the image than... the most expensive one that we're not doing, but we may do ourselves. We may add this stuff ourselves. So the one that was the most expensive is this one that has also the columns and the flower beds. But we're only doing the upper stuff. We're only paying them for the upper stuff. But we're probably going to add garland and lights on our little posts ourselves.
Yeah, we have a big staircase coming down from the...
That you can see in the front window?
No, but we could see it from the living room, so I'm wondering if I should put a garland on it.
Yeah, and some lights.
Garland and some lights.
Yeah. You can probably even buy garland with lights already in
it. You can. But, I know you can. Yeah.
And some little red ribbons.
Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
I mean, I know you'll probably want to just find, I don't know, some red trash bags, because that'll be cheaper than buying ribbons and then cut them up and make them into...
Wow.
Well, you already said you're going to pop... You're going to string popcorn and...
I know. You suggested stringing popcorn and I said no.
Cut up old pillows, pillows.
I said I was going to take some rigid foam, because we have thousands of Disney pins that are very pretty that would make nice ornaments. It's like, get a white foam backing on them and just tie some red ribbon around that you hang it on the tree with, and then you punch the Disney pin into it. And then you go around the tree and you're like, oh, look, this is that pin that I left here, and this is that cool pin, and this is, see? Oh my God, you're already yawning.
Now,
all right,
is a creche, I know I was reading something, is a creche a nativity scene, a nativity scene?
I have no idea.
I could Google it.
You could.
But since we're actually talking.
By the way, Adam, did you listen to last week's show?
Nope.
So you didn't even care to see how I handled the whole sound transition from when your recording ran out.
It's a nativity scene. I knew you did a good job, because you always do.
Oh, look at you. Trying to play to my...
Oh, I did, though. I listened to that So Elvis. And
oh, my God, album. Album? Oh, my God, Adam. The name of the show is That Darn Elvis.
I know. So Elvis. I listened to that this week. And... So I listened to that, and there was one piece where you were talking, and I don't know whether it was, I think it was on the post show, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned me by name. You said, no one would notice this, only
Adam Burns.
Audio people, yeah. Either myself or you or Adam. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he mentioned me so I thought, oh, I feel special. But I will say this, though. Now I know it's been compressed into an MP3 and all of that good stuff.
Yes.
I did notice a difference, but I don't listen on headphones normally. And so I normally am like sitting here working and I just have it playing out loud. Right. I don't have my headphones in. Out loud, I couldn't. I put my headphones on and they're not the best headphones in the world. So I mean, I didn't use these. I used little like earbud things.
Yeah.
There's a slight difference, but I mean, it's tiny. By the time you compress it down to MP3, it is almost, but I did hear just a tiny little difference. Just,
yep.
I can't even describe it. There was a little bit more,
body to
bottom,
it.
Yeah. A little bottom.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
There was a big bottom on the original sound, whereas on the other one, there wasn't so much.
You know, this mixer, the Rodecaster Pro, does have a big bottom filter on it, which I do not have turned on.
Well, because you already have a big bottom. So you don't really need to add the additional bottom there.
I've turned on the big bottom. Do you notice any significant difference now that I've turned on the big bottom?
A little, but hardly any.
Here, I can wait. Let me complete out the thing here. I'm now going to turn on the Aural Exciter, Adam. Now what you're hearing is an excited voice, a aural excited.
That I notice. It just adds a lot of upper. It adds highs.
And now, because I hear the sibilant coming in there, yeah. I'm going to turn on the de-esser.
Okay.
Now I've turned on the de-esser. So now, just to recap, I am now running the aural exciter, the big bottom, and the de-esser.
I think some of those cancel each other out a little bit. Because I feel like the aural exciter is really adding mids and highs, and big bottom is adding lows.
It is.
So when you add those together, then I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. So now this is my normal running, which is none of those on. The only thing I have turned on is the compressor and the noise gate. And I have the noise gate set really stupidly low.
I haven't plugged it in a long time, but I have a separate, pretty nice, I forget what it's called, but it's like an inline
compressor limiter
thingy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a noise gate and all that.
Yeah.
And I don't have it plugged in. Didn't we
used to run the show that way? I had you coming in through a compressor limiter for years.
Maybe.
Back when we didn't have the bandwidth, the old Doobie Syntet, like, we tried to get remember we switched over to different codecs and stuff to get the sound as close to studio as we could. And then I ran you through a separate compressor limiter. And yeah, I would say probably half of our shows were done that way.
I don't remember.
Because you didn't have to, not only did you not have to edit, but you didn't have to send me files.
Well, I don't remember because I have a bad memory.
You still hear a noise. What noise do you hear? There's no.
What noise is he hearing?
I think he wants me to mute you.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Because you attacked him earlier.
Oh, because I attacked him? Did I attack him?
No, you didn't attack him. All right, Adam, you know what?
Yes? No, I don't. What?
I think we're gonna cut it off.
Okay.
Because you're yawning. I'm tired.
Well, in fairness.
I know. I've been up early.
I've been yawning all evening.
I know. So look. Kathy Marshall has joined Level 13 Discord. She was one of our first members of Level 13, but she's just now joining the Level 13 Discord.
I was supposed to put, let's see. I'll do that right. You know, it's funny because I... it's not really funny, but I just use the word funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I will check Level 13 chat and nothing will be going on.
Yes.
And I was for days and days and days, I was checking it every day and
and
nothing was going on. I don't check it for a couple of days.
Adam, you should turn on your notifications for that channel. You should turn on your notifications for Level 13.
There's a bunch of chitter chat.
That's right. You should turn on. You're one of the hosts of the show. You should have your notifications turned on for Level 13, so that when people type, you go like, "Oh, look, somebody's put something new in there."
But I did put the pictures. I mean, only people who are listening to the post content will know
what they
that say. The one that has the flower beds is not the one we're doing.
It's not the one. Not the
one. But the one without the flower.
So where is your studio in this picture? Is your studio in the middle section of the big roof?
You see the...
Is it the outjut to the left?
Yep. Yes. That is where I'm sitting right now. I'm literally... my little
thing is that whole outjut?
Is the outjut.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. That's where I'm sitting right now above the garage. That's why... When Mark opens the garage, when I'm up here, you've probably never heard it because we record so late.
Yes.
But when he opens the garage door is literally like 3 feet away from me.
Yeah, my garage door is...
Like, it's so loud.
Yeah, both of us are above the garage up in these offices. So, yeah, we're both above.
So, yeah, I'm sitting right in the outjut.
Well, there you go. Now, what is that? The brown thing with the gold... or brass or something up over your left shoulder.
What?
Up on top of the wall to above your left shoulder.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a shadow box, but it's the back of it.
Okay. Because it was like, it looks like, it could have been the door, like a door that's open behind that wall. But then I'm like, there's no possible way a door could be that thick. Jesus Christ. Is this like some kind of torture room or something where you have thick padded doors? No, I get it now. It's a shadow box facing the rest of the room. I get it.
But I can. This is all stuff that.
Yeah.
Belonged to my dad, and the photo is my dad.
Oh.
When he was in high school.
So you have a shirtless photo of your dad.
Uh huh.
In a shadow box.
Yeah, and that's his letter jacket.
Yeah.
And a yearbook.
Oh, nice. Is your dad gone?
Yeah, he died when I was ten.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that.
So yeah.
I mean, I knew you had a stepdad. I just didn't know that your dad had died.
Yeah, he died in a car accident when I was 10, and then my mom got remarried when I was 14.
Okay, so your stepdad's been around since you were in high school, and
yep, since I was 14. So my stepdad has now been around longer.
Is your creepy uncle dad. Is your creepy uncle related to your stepdad or to your mom?
My mom.
Okay.
And he's actually, well, it doesn't really matter, but he wasn't. He's the brother-in-law. He's my mom's brother-in-law. He's married to my aunt.
Trump tweeted something out 22 minutes ago. Let's see what this.
I concede.
Republican Burgess Owens defeats Democrat Rep. Ben McAdams in Utah. Okay. For a Congress seat. Okay, great. Yeah, thank you, Trump.
Yeah, my creepy uncle is not a blood relative.
Oh, okay.
Against Biden. Folks, my fourth.
All right. This is something that Trump retweeted, but it's clearly like some concern. He's got a whiteboard and he's going to make the case against Biden winning. It's a minute and 34. Let's listen.
My fourth point of the statistical case against Biden, laying out by the numbers, the improbability of the results as we are told to accept them right now. These results demand further investigation and audit because of this improbability. Let's consider my fourth point, which is the absence of actual vetting of mail-in vote. In states like Pennsylvania, where the governor changed the rules by himself, unilaterally, unconstitutionally and illegally decided election procedures, knowing full well that there would be such a mass of mailed-in ballots that there would be no way that election officials could properly vet the legality and validity of these votes. So what happened? In Pennsylvania, the rejection rate of mailed-in ballots was only 0.03%. Okay, now, that is 1/30th of the normal rate in the state of Pennsylvania. And mind you, for first-time voters, the typical failure rate is 3%. So 100 times higher than the rejection rate in Pennsylvania. New York, right next door, when they went to large-scale mail-in voting for their primary, they had a rejection rate of 21%. That is 700 times higher than what we saw in Pennsylvania. The point here is that very, very likely, many, many, perhaps thousands, tens of thousands of these ballots in Pennsylvania are not valid, are not legitimate, but they were not scrutinized. This is another statistical reason for us to seriously audit and review all of these results in these ballots.
Why do these people hate people voting so much?
Well,
it's like most of the ballots that get thrown out because the signatures don't match and everything. If you really get down to most of them, they're not even fraudulent. It's just that people's signatures change over time. It's like, why do you just let people fucking vote? Jesus.
Yeah. And also, usually it's not enough votes to matter.
Well, even then, even when he's throwing around these really big numbers, it's like, it's 30 times higher. It's like, okay, well, Biden's ahead right now by 50,000 votes. So if you're going to throw out, 30 times that or 30 times less that, or whatever. So then Biden will still be ahead by 12 to 15,000 votes. So it's like, it doesn't help you. Also, those mail-in ballots were for both candidates. So it wouldn't all be Biden that would be hurt there. There would be Trump ballots that would be invalid. So
I think it just boils down to Trump thought somebody told him, because I don't think he's smart enough to figure out this on his own, but somebody told him, hey, Democrats are not going to vote in person, and so you need to really make sure you play up that mail-in voting is fraudulent. And so you'll notice that weeks before the election, he was trying to cast doubt over mail-in, mail-in ballots,
absolutely,
for no apparent reason. And he tried to slow down the postal system.
Yeah.
And
he was very transparent about this. Yeah, there's exactly what he was
appointed
I know.
As Postmaster General was a Trump loyalist.
Yep. No, I mean, this was clearly obvious to everyone. It's like that was what happened. I mean, that he was telegraphing this well before the election, that this was his plan. His plan is not working. His plan, you know, Joe Biden has won more states than he anticipated. So it's like his plan is not working.
The thing is, the other thing is, not only, and I'm going to get this wrong, so I just want anyone listening, I'm just saying right now, I'm going to get this wrong.
Going to get it wrong.
I apologize. But there was a commission of some sorts that did a study, a voter, whatever, it just came out yesterday or today.
Yes.
That said there was no evidence of fraud.
Okay.
In any of the voting.
You were close. There was an announcement today.
But before that, and I'm also going to get this one wrong. Uh-huh. Last week or a few days ago, I don't know when it was, but earlier in the week or even over the weekend, there was a group of international election folks, not just from the U.S., but international, made up of like these experts internationally that came in and did their own investigation as well. And they also said there was no evidence of any fraud. It was
so the thing that you were thinking about from today was the U.S. election officials have said the 2020 White House vote was the most secure in American history. And that came out of, that was a federal department that put out that statement. So
was that the cyber crimes guy or the cyber?
No, this is an entire department. It's like, there is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised, a committee announced. So it was.
Yeah. And then there was some international group as well. I don't know, but there was an international group as well. And I was thinking, you know, if it's an international group, do you think they are all conspiring against the Republicans?
Oh, yeah, of course they
are.
Of course they are, because they hate freedom, Adam. They hate freedom.
Because
that's one of those things. It's like, all right, well, we have curly fries and Big Macs and vanilla shakes. Oh, and some freedom. Oh, God, no. God, no. Yeah, I'm with you on the threat, but no, I will not take those hamburger and shake and fries if you're going to give me freedom. It's like, they hate our freedom, Adam. They we're trying to sneak it on them.
What? And I know we could spend years just talking about
you. Just take you take any political speech that contains the word communism in, about how they're trying to sneak up on us and how we're all going to become communist. And in other countries, they say that about freedom. They're just like, they're trying to sneak freedom in on us, and they're going to like try to make us free, and we won't stand for it.
I know I've harped on this for a long time. And we could go on and on and on.
We could, but we're
hours.
Not going to. Yes, but.
But just the last thing I want to say about this.
The last thing, the closing word.
That just seems the most ludicrous to me of all of it. And there's a lot of ludicrous stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's a Grammy Award winning album. A Grammy Award winning artist.
Yes.
So yes, there's a lot of ludicrous stuff out there.
But he did a collab with 50 Cent. 50 Cent. Anyway. So the other thing that one of the other things that drives me crazy about all of these Republicans is everything is okay unless it's against them. And then it's either fake news or it's fraud.
Right.
Even to the point where every other news organization other than Fox News is fake.
Right. Yeah, now, yeah, they're all fake.
And now when Fox News decided, hey, our news division is going to have a little bit of morals and say that Trump or that Biden actually won the election, now some of these conservatives are saying Fox News is now fake news.
Yes.
And they want to move over to these more
Newsmax. Yeah, called. Trump just kept tweeting out yesterday about Newsmax stuff.
So basically what you're saying to me is anyone who's against, who says anything that is not against you, but anything that is something you don't want to hear, basically, it's automatically a lie and it's fake, and then you have to go and listen to something else.
Now, if you'll lay your head back, close your eyes, and
good night, Cyclone.
Imagine the peacefulness washing over you as you drift slowly into a slumberful.
I'm okay, but that drives me crazy, though.
What does?
The fact that
I thought you meant my speech. I'm trying to put level 13 to sleep, Adam, because we're leaving. Good night, level 13.
Well, I don't have a rain machine, but I do have an hourglass.
Oh, look at that! Yeah, adding a little. Good night, level 13. Sleep well.
I don't even know if that'll be picked up.
Say good night, Adam.
Good night, Adam.
Good night, chat room. Good night, level 13. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. All right, we are off the Discord.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I want to say something.
Say something. I'm not. No, we're not on Discord.
Do you think that... have you not noticed that about the time we end the show, Cyclone's posts in the chat room become almost incoherent?
Yeah, maybe he's drinking.
Because that's another thing. Do you think he like is just getting drunker and drunker and drunker the longer we go? And then by the time we get up, then he just starts saying, and sometimes there'll be paragraphs of stuff from Cyclone after the show. Mm-hmm. Like none of it will make sense.
And another thing.
And I'm like, he was perfectly coherent at the beginning of the evening.
You know what? He sends us a bunch of content every week, and I'm happy to do it.
I'm not saying I hate him. I'm just saying, have you noticed that? That's all I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I know he lives in Arizona. That's all I know about him.
But have you noticed he gets less coherent as the evening
yes,
goes
I
on?
Have noticed that.
Okay.
But you know what? I do too. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Kind of all right, Adam. Thank you. You can upload the files.
Thank you. I will.
And
you're not editing.
I'm going to edit tomorrow.
Tonight, right?
Tomorrow.
I'm going to do it before I go to bed.
Here's the thing. Because this check is over my limit, like my bank, I can only deposit on my phone. I can only deposit checks up to $9,500. And because this check is $16,000 something, I have to UPS it to my bank. And then they're going to put like a billion day hold on it.
Yeah.
Stupid bank.
They do that. There's some, is it 10,000 or 15,000? There's some magic number also where you get reported to some federal agency.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Over 10,000. Like over 10,000 it goes to the IRS. But, I mean, this is tax-free, but because of it, the nature of it being a lawsuit. But the... Yeah, I asked my lawyer's office too. I was just like, guys, can you just wire me the money? Because my bank won't let me deposit, you know, checks over this amount. Yeah. And they were just like, no, the Florida bar doesn't allow us to do that. And blah, blah, blah. Like, what kind of fucking weird thing is that?
I don't know. Yeah, but I do know there's more rigmarole when it's that much money.
So now I'm going to FedEx it or UPS. I'm going to go to UPS. I'm going to UPS it off.
Oh, you can't just take it to your bank?
I don't. Our bank is online.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
we use
right.
an that's online
right. I
bank.
About that. I forgot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the other thing is,
that sucks even more. You can't, like, I'm Bank of America. I can just drive to Bank of America 10 yeah. minutes away. And
I mean, I could.
Go to the teller.
I could, because this bank is drawn, this check is drawn off of a local bank. I could go to that local bank and cash the check and then.
What, and then stuff it under your mattress?
No. I could say, oh, I would like two money orders or two cashier's checks for, you know, 8,000 each or whatever. It's like, just split it up into two checks. It's like, I would like two cashier's checks for this check. And then I could photo deposit the two.
Oh, can you photo deposit a cashier's check?
Yeah, it's a check.
Okay. I don't know. I've only tried.
It's a check. It just means that the bank has verified the funds. It just means that the bank issuing the cashier's check has verified that the funds are there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but I mean, yeah, it's still a check. But
so
it's like,
you'll have the money in January.
No, I mean, I'll have it around Thanksgiving. I mean, which is fine because the credit cards that I'm paying off, I've already paid this month. So I won't have to make a payment until next month on them. And then I'll pay them off. I know, exciting use of my settlement money, but.
Hey.
It's all right.
That's good to pay off your credit cards.
I'm paying off some of them. So I'm reducing my debt by probably about half. And then keeping back probably about $2,000 or $3,000 for house stuff. So
for the Christmas tree.
Yeah, Christmas tree and Christmas lights and stuff like that. So that we don't have to like put those on credit or whatever.
Well, luckily I'm now in a position where I pay off my credit, because with Maddie, as you know, I worked up a lot of debt.
Yes.
And some of that just got written off because
yes.
Now it's past 7 years and yep. I don't want it to show up again on my credit report.
Yep.
But now that I'm past all of that, I'm able to now pay off. I don't hold a balance on my credit cards. I mean, luckily, maybe mm-hmm. one day I'll have to at some point, but right now I just use them for the frequent flyer miles. So I'm happy about that.
I have a balance on mine largely due to the divorce and moving.
Yeah. Things add up.
All right. Good night, Adam.
Good night. Sleep well. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.